Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the book of James, and I would like to read with you an extended passage of scripture that is James chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. James chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, and what we see here is a test of brotherly love and kindness. Notice what the Word of God says. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, is guilty of all. That's James chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And that's a very clear teaching from the scripture, is it not? It's important that we who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ not be a respecter of persons, no matter what their background may be, no matter what their status in life may be, no matter what their color may be, no matter what nation they hail from. We are to treat everybody alike, just like God himself is not a respecter of persons and treats everybody alike. Aren't you thankful for the fact that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world? Not just the good people or the bad people or the rich people or the poor people or the black people or the white people. Aren't you thankful that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world? And aren't you thankful that God loved the whole world to the point that he sent Jesus Christ into the world to die for the whole world? Including you, by the way. I'm certain that you are thankful. Well, the Bible teaches us here in James chapter 2 that if we truly want to reflect the love of God, then we need to make certain that we are not a respecter of persons, and that we treat everybody the same. That we treat everybody with love, with respect, with kindness, with encouragement, with forgiveness. I want to encourage you to take a look at your life right now. How are you treating others around you? Do you treat some people better than you treat others? Well, if you do, then you are guilty of breaking the law of love. Because you see, the law of love, the law of God's love, says that we'll not be a respecter of persons, but we will treat everybody the same. Let's encourage ourselves to treat others as God has treated others without being a respecter of persons, in love, respect, kindness, encouragement, and comfort. Father, I pray that you'll speak to all of our hearts today and lead us to the point there where none of us will be respecter of persons, but will treat everybody even as you have treated us. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this moment of meditation and prayer time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.